And when Jesus had called the crowds to himself together with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. For whosoever shall wish to save his life will lose it, but whosoever will lose his life on account of me and on account of the gospel will save it." Peter, do you love me more than anything else? "Yes, Lord, you know that I do." "Tend my sheep, feed my lambs." Long before Peter discovered the love that would motivate him in his apostolic ministry to feed God's people, he had to first learn what it meant to deny himself, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. So also with you and me. The love that will inspire us to go out and to sacrifice our Lord for the sake of witnessing to people about Jesus Christ must first be sustained daily by word and sacrament, led by the Spirit to deny ourselves, to take up the cross, and to follow Jesus. I will speak only a few thoughts about the third thing that Jesus said, "Follow me." Peter, you've denied yourself. "Oh, Lord, yes." "You've taken up the cross." "Yes, Lord. I'll use my whole life to witness to you, to give my life for that purpose, even unto death." "All right, Peter, then follow me." "But where are you going, Lord?" "I'm going to lead you to glory." "You're going to do what?" "I'm going to lead you to glory." John, as he relates to us in Revelation, in visions, saw that glory. You remember chapter 4 and 5, he saw God on his throne and the angels around him, and then he saw the Lamb Christ elevated at his ascension, crowned at his right hand. And then in chapter 7, he saw all the saints, such a large number, he could not even count them, thousands upon thousands who had washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Now all tears had been wiped away. They had come out of the great affliction. And then he saw the bride of Christ at the end being accepted by her husband, the Lord Christ, and the celebration, the great Te Deum that broke out, and hallelujahs. And then he saw the new heaven and earth. Amidst all the horror that he was experiencing here on earth and all of God's people, that sustained him, that glory. So much so that he said, "Come now, Lord, come." Paul also saw that glory, you remember? He refers to it in 2 Corinthians when he said of himself, "I know a man about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, caught up into heaven, who saw things and heard things that he could not relate." Stephen saw that glory, didn't he? After he finished his defense in Acts chapter 7, he saw heaven open and Christ, the glory of God, and how that sustained him as he went to his own death in martyrdom. Peter also saw that glory. You remember the Mount of Transfiguration? He, together with James and John, where for the moment Jesus gave to Peter a preview of the glory that Christ would earn by his death and seal by his resurrection and come into at his ascension. And Peter was so taken by that he wanted to stay there. "No, Peter, we must now go down into the valley of the shadow of death." And we can imagine some scenario like this, Jesus talking to the three, and now we just single out Peter as they came down from that mountain. "Peter, don't forget what you just saw on that mountain. Because when you hear what they did to me, how they cursed me and damned me and spat at me, put a crown of thorns on my head, beat my back to a bloody pulp, I couldn't even carry the cross any longer. When they knelt before me and made fun of my royalty, and when they nailed me to that cross, and I suffered the anguishing torture, so much so that I cried out, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' Peter, that's not the end. It's going to end in what you saw on that holy mountain. I'm going to go through that to earn this glory for you, Peter. Never take your eyes off of that glory. Because all the suffering that you're going to go through as you witness to people about me, all the dangers and anxieties around you could drown you in despair and hopelessness. So you hold to my death, and the cross you carry will remind you to hold to my death, my cross, and I will always show before you the glory that will be yours. This is not to be your end, and that will inspire you no matter what you suffer. And Peter, when you go into your own private hell, when your sins are lashing your conscience and that bottomless pit opens up before you and you feel like you're sinking into it from which there can be no return, the cross that you've been carrying, by word and sacrament, it will remind you of my death on that cross. Plant that cross right in the midst of that pit, and I'll show you the glory that awaits you, and a wonderful peace will come over you. Courage and strength, sins forgiven, and you will receive all the more courage to go on. And finally, Peter, when you enter into your own private shadow, the valley of the shadow of death, when they nail you to that cross, remember I told you, by such a death, you will glorify God. When death surrounds you, and the agonizing torture of that death, and the anxieties and the fears and the doubts and the darkness of death surround you, about to drown you, the cross that you've been carrying, it will remind you of my death for you. Plant that cross right in the midst of that, and I'll show you the glory that is yours. And the peace will come over you. The darkness will disappear. The pain will be completely gone. At the moment you close your eyes in death, you'll be with me in glory. Dear brothers and sisters, we've also seen that glory, haven't we? Not with these eyes, but with the eyes of our faith. I urge you, never take your eyes off of that glory that awaits you. Amidst all the fear and the suffering and the dangers and the anxieties around us, it could turn our hearts to stone. Keep your eyes on that glory that awaits you. This is not our end. If you take your eyes off of it, you'll begin to sink into a hopeless despair, as Peter began to sink in the waters of Galilee when he took his eyes off of Jesus. Keep your eyes on that glory. And the cross that you will carry the rest of your life, the word and sacrament will remind you of Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection. Plant that right in the midst of that, your life, every moment of your life. And that glory will always beckon you on and encourage you to fulfill the mission God has given to you. And may I say this, forgive me, when you enter into your own private hell, and you've been there, and you'll have that again, when your sins will lash your conscience and tear you apart, and that bottomless pit opens up before you in the fear now, oh Lord, put Jesus' cross, his death, right in the midst of that hell. And instantly, the Lord will show you that glory that awaits you, and a wonderful peace will come over you like it did Peter. Sins forgiven, and courage to go on unto death. And then finally, when we enter our own private valley of the shadow of death, most likely not by crucifixion, perhaps not even a martyr's death, but however it is, when the fear of it grapples with us and the darkness surrounds us and the pain may be excruciating, tearing our body apart, Jesus' death on the cross, the cross you've been carrying, will remind you to do this by word and sacrament, by the Spirit. Put Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection right in the midst of that. And instantly the Lord will quiet your heart, show you the glory that waits you instantly, and a peace will come over you. The darkness will disappear. All fear and the pain will be totally gone. And the moment you close your eyes, you and I will be with our Lord in that glory. Now we can love and go out and feed God's lambs. So press on to cross and glory. Press on to cross and glory. Can I conclude with this thought? Over a long life, more than 70 now, I've served my Lord. I've never been worthy of that service because so often I failed him. But by God's grace, by the Spirit, I was able to witness to my Lord, to people. I wish I could do it all over again, but that's not to be. But I am determined, whatever days I have left, to give it everything I've got under God's grace by his Spirit. So you, beloved saints of God, whatever days you have left, give it everything you've got under God's grace through word and sacrament by his Spirit. Carry that cross proudly. Sacrifice everything to witness to people about Christ. Give up everything for it. Unto death. And then our death, like Peter's was, will be our last affirmation, our last amen to the victory and the glory that we have in Christ. So I say again, press on to cross and glory. Press on to cross and glory.